David, your thought on tonight's 1-0 win here in Newry?
We made hard work of it, to be honest, Andy. But credit to the players, they kept going right to the final whistle, and as Linfield teams over the years traditionally have been known to go right to the whistle. So it was important that not only did we miss two or three good opportunities in the second half, but they have the character to keep plugging away and keep sort of trying to open up to get the opportunities. And by far and away, listen, our performance wasn't as up to the standard as we'd hoped and always wanted, but maybe tonight was one of them games where maybe it was a little bit step too far, because we've played so many big games. We've played in semi-finals and we've played in cup finals, we've played Glentoran, we've played Coleraine, Ballymena twice, so there's been a lot of games, Saturday, Tuesdays and whatever else. So, you know, credit to the players here tonight that somehow, I always ask the players, keep going to the whistle, try and find a way. If it's not going to be 3-4-0, which we'd love, as supporters, directors, staff, you'd love it to be 3-4-0 every week, because then you could relax. But, you know, I went into the players and sort of thanked them again for keeping going right to the final whistle, and did we deserve the win? I think in all possession chances, yeah, we did. It looked for large parts of the game that we were never going to get the goal, but I say Chris Gaisman again, who's been immense this season, pops up with a huge, huge goal for the football club.
And fitting for him, captain on the night as well.
Absolutely. Again, I've been more than complimentary of Chris's his attitude, his performances this year have been immense. The way he's bounced back after disappointments last year. So I say to pop up in the manner he did, initially I didn't know whether it was Stafford or Kaysman sort of challenging for. I think the two of them possibly challenged. Stafford had missed a couple before from sort of set play. So thankfully Chris was in the right place at the right time. It was a delicious ball in from Niall Quinn, and I say as it's approaching the goal, you're sort of praying that somebody's going to be on the end of it. There was two or three other ones, but we weren't on the end of them. So it was a crucial, crucial goal for us tonight.
Great celebrations, and the supporters, the players, the staff, and what was really Fergie time there tonight, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, elastic time, you know, and again, I know Newry were sort of complaining a little about the length of time. I think we scored 92, 93 minutes, which was, you know, if it's 3 minutes, that's probably the minimum fourth officials put up. But, you know, I thought overall tonight, I was looking for about 7 or 8 minutes with a couple of injuries, a few other things going on. But, say, when you get to five, you're always hoping that the players are shouting on with 3-4 minutes to go, how long's left, and you try and sort of give them a wee bit longer than that sort of, so you shout on 10. Unfortunately enough, as I say, we got the goal in the 92nd, 93rd minute, and where will it take us? Hopefully it'll take us to, it keeps us on top, it keeps another clean sheet, gives us another massive 3 points, and as I say, people are saying outside of here, it's Linfield's to lose. That was a big win tonight, and I'm sure it's a few daggers to a few people's chest tonight after that last minute Linfield, lucky Linfield. And I know, tongue-in-cheek, I said it on Saturday, but you don't get lucky with 22 clean sheets. You don't get lucky with the amount of goals that we scored, and you don't get lucky all the time scoring last-minute goals, because that's pure attitude, that's desire, and the players had that in abundance tonight.
And you must be glad now. I think it's like a 10-day break until the next game, so you must be glad to regroup and get a few wounded bodies back.
It's a hard one to say I'm glad. Obviously, Irish Cup weekend next Saturday, I'm disappointed to be out of it, unfortunately. But looking at it now, where we're at, the situation, the competitions we have left to play, I think the 10 days will be important. Callagher was suspended tonight. Mulgrew was injured. Whether Jamie's fit for Glenavon or not, we'll wait and see. But I say they're two big players. You take them out, Chris Gaisman, Mark Stafford come in and played tonight, Kirk from Saturday come in and played tonight. I say everybody's understanding at the minute that it might take a couple of changes, it might take a substitute off the bench to give us the impact that we need, but they're all aware that, you know, what's at stake, what's the big prize at the end of it. And they're a good squad in there, to be honest. They're a really good bunch of lads. Even tonight, if we had a draw 0-0, I can't be too critical of them because of the amount of effort they've given us so far. But I was delighted going in tonight with a big 3 points.
And relief to all the blue men, women and children here tonight. Well done tonight, David.
I think it was more than relief, Andy.
Major relief.